Some Ohio Valley farmers are reaping their first hemp harvest since federal law changed to legalize hemp. With some 27,000 acres under production in the region, hemp is booming, but it remains a risky crop with uncertainty about markets, growing practices, and concern that larger players could squeeze out small growers. Liam Niemeyer reports some hemp farmers are forming new cooperatives to reduce that risk and protect small farmers.
Tony Silvernail swings a heavy machete at a stalk of bushy hemp and grabs the 5-foot-tall plant with his sun-weathered hand. It's an unusually hot October day on his farm near Frankfort, Kentucky. Yet Silvernail is celebrating his hemp harvest with a sweat-soaked shirt, a huge smile, and a fat cigar between his teeth.
It's just fun. I mean, this is a payoff right here.
Leaving the day with all your fingers is good.
Silvernail has grown organic food for decades. It wasn't until last fall when he and a business partner decided to try their luck at growing organic hemp. But he says he was struggling to get more experienced hemp growers to help him start.
The hemp industry is very closed. It still is. I got in a bad mood, and I'm sitting there eating lunch, and I really came to a moment where I thought, you know what, we got to just do our own thing.
So Silvernail co-founded a cooperative for small, inexperienced hemp growers like himself to help each other learn. The co-op also buys supplies like hemp seeds in bulk and sells the co-op's collective hemp harvest. Cooperatives aren't a new idea in farming, but they're new in the hemp industry. And many Ohio Valley hemp growers are choosing to join cooperatives to share supplies and compete in an increasingly competitive marketplace.
That's our goal, is to be able to keep the 5-acre farmer in business, you know, even when the bigger companies, you know, move into this space.
That's Jay Morgan Leach, founder of the West Virginia Farmers Cooperative. Leach says he's worried about the potential for future large-scale hemp production that could push smaller hemp growers out. By banding together, small farmers can compete with larger-scale production. Members of Leach's cooperative also can vote, for example, on what supplies the cooperative buys. He looks to the poultry industry as a cautionary tale. In poultry, large companies often have extensive control over a farmer's production and pricing.
They're totally, you know, hamstrung to the price that the company gives them because they know just how it goes in that industry. Here, this is a new frontier.
Jeffrey Young is an agriculture economist with Murray State University's Center for Agricultural Hemp in West Kentucky. He agrees the potential is there for future hemp consolidation.
I don't want to say join or die, but, you know, it would definitely be in a smaller operator's best interest to join in on that, because they wouldn't have the acreage or the volume or the clout that a larger operator would have.
Young says the new industry is still years away from reaching that level of hemp production, and the amount of hemp grown in the Ohio Valley continues to skyrocket. Ohio only legalized growing hemp in July. Julie Dorn founded the Ohio Hemp Farmers Cooperative in anticipation of that day. She says she believes there's a place for smaller farmers alongside larger investors. But she also cautions farmers need to learn how to grow the new crop reliably first before working with bigger companies.
Yes, corporate is going to come in, and we are going to need them for an outlet to sell all this stuff to, but we need to learn ourselves first and get our feet wet before we jump in.
Dorn says in an expanding and changing industry like hemp, it's better for farmers to stick together. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.